Let's visit with the new softball coach at Moberly High School, Ryan Taylor, who's wrapping up his second full year in the school district. And just give our listeners a background. Certainly, you've got some softball in your background. Tell us about your previous stops.
Well, I have 7 years coaching experience in softball at Wellsville, Middletown, and then also more recently Salisbury. And now I'm getting the opportunity here at Moberly to take over the team and hopefully do a lot of good things.
What's kind of your philosophy in coaching softball, or what have you picked up, I guess, from mentors over the years that you like to apply?
Yeah. Well, number one, I want the girls to know that it's a game. You know, we're out here to have fun, and you know, that's number one. You know, if they're not having fun, there's not really a purpose to what we're doing, if you will. But you know, and secondly, I want them to learn. I want them to learn the game the right way, and that also kind of plays into having fun as well. Because when you do things the right way, good things happen. So you know, my philosophy is that. You know, when we go out there to play every day, we're trying to have fun, but we're also trying to win, trying to be successful as a team.
And will those building blocks serve you well with a program that has struggled to find victories the past couple years?
Well, I understand that, you know, and that's something that happens with programs just, you know, over the course of their existence. You know, there's ups and downs, and you know, I'm excited to take over the program. I've heard a lot about the girls from other coaches in the district and other teachers as well, and they just sound like a really great group of kids, and I look forward to getting in there and getting to know them and getting to know what their abilities are and kind of figuring out, kind of putting all the puzzle pieces together.
Ryan Taylor, my guest. He's the new softball coach at Moberly High School. And how quickly will you get started? Obviously, your hiring comes before summertime. Will you be busy with the girls in the summer?
Yeah, I'm planning on having a meeting with them sometime in the very near future. And I would kind of like to meet with them first and figure out kind of what they got going on and kind of what our schedule looks like as a team, and then go from there. I know in the past they've done some things local and been in some different leagues here and there, and just kind of had some training days where they weightlifted or maybe just had kind of a summer practice, things like that. So we'll get together and kind of hash out a plan and want to get started as soon as possible.
Ryan, what's your vision for a program overall? And I know it's early, but if you look, say, 5 years down the road, if you're with the program, is this something that you build from the lower levels up? Do you integrate summer programs, or how does it all work?
Absolutely. I think for a softball program to be successful, you've got to incorporate the younger kids. And, you know, that's something, you know, they grow up knowing they want to be a Moberly Spartan. And that's exciting for them to be able to go to camp and see the head coach there and maybe even their, you know, their Gratz Brown coach there too. That's kind of neat for them. And but also having the girls there to kind of put on those camps and help with those camps helps build our program. But, you know, it's very important for our ladies to kind of put themselves out there in the community and let people know that, you know, we want to build something that's important to our school, but also important to us and to our team.
Pitching is such a key in this sports. How do you develop pitching?
Well, again, that's something that it takes time. Obviously, it's something that you want to develop early on, and so that's definitely one of my goals. When I was at Salisbury, something I like to do is work with even the elementary kids and just kind of have pitching sessions and lessons set up to where they're just kind of getting used to it and learning from what's hopefully going to eventually be their head coach. And also incorporating the high school girls in that can also be a big help too. But also, you know, talking to those parents and saying, hey, you know, this is something that your daughter is good at and something that she needs to practice and something that and here's some tips, you know, that I can give you to help her along the way.
Good to talk to you, and congratulations, Ryan, on getting the softball job.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited. Thank you.
Ryan Taylor, new softball coach at Moberly High School, has been my guest.